All right. By the way, Ball Brothers Tour starts at the end of this month. Get your tickets. St. Louis and Nashville up first, followed by Dallas, Houston, and Atlanta. Atlanta probably might be sold out by this time.
Yeah, Atlanta going to sell out.
We're shooting this in the future or the past. I don't know. We're in a space-time continuum. This is the Ball Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
And today we're doing the best of 1992.
Yeah.
The best movie, hip-hop album, R&B album, gospel album, music video, and song. Let's kick it off with the movie. You know what? I didn't ask you this, but I'm going to ask you now. Can animated movies be in?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
I'm going to let you kick
off. As long
as
it's feature length.
All right, cool.
Not just an episode of Kim Possible and nothing like that.
Episode 7, Season 3, Kim Possible. Best movie in 1992. All right, you kick it off,
Tone. All right, so 92... Sister Act 1.
Sister Act 1 is a good movie. It's a great movie.
It's Dolores better
Van
than
Cartier. 2. We know, why do we got to do this every time, Tone? Nah, Tone don't like the black kids.
Nah.
When was Sister Act 2? 94?
Huh?
When was Sister Act 2?
93.
Oh, 92, 93?
It came out quick.
It was right back on the map?
Yeah.
That's vast.
That's why it wasn't that good.
Oh, man. Here you go with the anti-black wokeism. DEI hire podcast host.
So, all right. So, the best movie in 92, Malcolm X.
There's no complaint.
Yeah.
There's, I don't even think there's.
But according to y'all, Sister Act 2 is more relevant.
That's not what we said. I did not say it's more relevant. I said you are more likely to have watched it more times.
Nah, that ain't what was said. That ain't what was presented.
What I said.
I don't remember. I got to go back to the tape. But it wasn't presented like that.
Yeah. Malcolm X, for a good amount of time, Malcolm X was Denzel to me. I mean, obviously, I knew Denzel prior to this. I think Mo' Better Blues was, what, like 89?
That was 90.
Oh, it was 90? Okay.
Yeah.
That was the first time I remember seeing Denzel.
Oh, you didn't see Glory?
Oh, no, definitely saw Glory.
Glory's 89.
So, wait, yeah, Mo' Better Blues is 80. I mean, Glory, 89. Mo' Better Blues,
at
also 89?
No,
oh,
90.
89, 90?
Yeah.
And then Malcolm X, 92?
Yep.
Dang, he was killing.
So 91, he didn't have nothing. In 92, boom.
Yeah, okay, for sure. Glory was the first time I saw him.
Yeah,
because he was mad at Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
Grave Digger.
Yeah,
you think you're better than me, man? I was like, dang, man.
Yeah,
he was tripping.
That was a good exchange between him and Morgan and Denzel.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick was. He was so baby-faced in that movie.
He was.
He kind of stood out because he was like.
He was like a fish out of water.
He did.
Yeah.
But he was super young. And
yeah. But I think that was the point.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, Ferris Bueller, what the hell are you doing in the Civil War, man?
Because he looked like, man, you can't lead this.
He had chubby cheeks.
Yeah, for sure.
They was grizzled. Their feet were all messed up in Glory, man. They had boots on with no socks.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on in here, man?
Cary Elwes was in there, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was Matthew Broderick's right hand, wasn't he?
Yep.
Is he Robin Hood?
Yeah. Robin Hood and Princess Bride, too. He's the main guy in that.
He loved the little parody movie stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in Saw as well, the first one.
He sure is.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think they were going to make that many Saws.
Me neither. First one was good, though.
First one was great.
Yeah.
A few of them are great, but they just...
Once she fell in the pit of syringes, I tapped out.
It was a lot.
She fell in that pit of syringes.
It was gory.
I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Malcolm X, we both...
I feel like that's Spike Lee's best movie.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think... I'm trying to think of... He has a lot of good movies.
I think that's his magnum opus.
That's his magnum opus, 92.
Do the Right Thing is breathing down the neck, though.
That's what I was trying to think. Do the Right Thing is really good. Cultural impact is, like, what he was saying was good, too.
Yeah.
But Malcolm X, man.
Malcolm X was just.
That's just, like, and the poster is so iconic.
Yeah.
With Denzel with the one finger.
And then they made a brand out of it, man. It was X hats all over
the
place.
Oh, my God.
We made a brand out of Malcolm X's legacy, which
that
was beautiful.
I mean, that picture where he's looking out the window with the gun.
Yeah.
People was wearing that.
Oh, tough.
Spike Lee had the goatee at the time with the Malcolm X
hat. It was a beautiful time, man.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful time.
It was a good time. Jungle Fever, man. Nah.
Oh, honorable mentions for the year. Aladdin.
That's why I asked.
Home Alone 2.
If you could do it.
Okay. Batman Returns, Lethal Weapon 3, A Few Good Men.
Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, that came out in 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
I love Reservoir
Dogs. Wayne's World.
Man, you talk about a movie that had me hook, line, and sinker. Bro, I love Wayne and Garth.
Yeah, man.
Man, I was like, Dana Carvey, man.
That first one was a smash.
Yeah, public access television. That doesn't even exist anymore.
Then they blew Queen back up with the Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's how that song was introduced to me.
Yeah, me
too. I didn't remember it when it was new. Coming up.
Yeah.
So I thought that to me was for many years, that was the Wayne's World song.
Yeah. Because they was all in the video.
Baba Loosh, Baba. I didn't even know that was Queen.
Oh, okay. You thought that was Mike Myers and Dana Carvey for real?
Wait, what do you mean?
When you saw the video, you were still just like...
Oh, no, I mean like...
When you heard the song?
When I heard the song.
Did you ever think that song was Mike Myers and Dana Carvey?
For a minute. I just thought they made that song up for the movie.
Oh, wow.
Because that was weird and like... Yeah, that makes sense for Wayne and Gar.
Yeah.
Baba Noosh? What is that?
Did you do the Fandango?
Yeah. What the hell is Fandango?
Right. I still don't know what
they were. So then finding out
about.
That was a real song, I was like, that ain't Wayne's World in the soundtrack?
That sounds crazy. Also, Basic Instinct, The Leg Cross, League of Their Own.
I love A League of Their Own.
Boomerang, Gina White Man Davis. Can't Jump. Love 92 White was cracking, man.
Well, I saw White Man Can't Jump in theaters with my mom.
Death Becomes Her. Beethoven.
They don't make that type of movie no more.
The Mighty Ducks.
Love it. They don't make that type of movie no more either.
Nah, they don't.
They don't make the little tween kid film.
They done with
They don't do the Little Giants, Sandlot, Goonies.
Yeah.
It's Toy Story's fault, man.
Toy Story ruined
everything. I've done a research. After Toy Story came out, that type of movie was out.
Like, man, get it out of here, man.
I love Little Giants and things like that, man. Yeah. We was the annexation of Puerto Rico, man.
I feel like the last movie we had like that, but it was gritty, was Hardball.
Hardball was like 2003, and the G-Baby died.
He did.
It's not, we're not asking for that, man.
He did.
We want a little heartfelt stuff. G-Baby died, and then you got Served, which is kind of like that, and Little Saint dies.
Man, I remember.
Nobody dies in Little Giants, man. They just got to beat the Cowboys.
When they killed G-Baby, I was like, man, what the fuck, man? I thought they was going to overcome adversity. I thought it was just going to be... I was like, yo, I did not see the death of one of the kids coming. I was like, wait a minute, what are we doing?
Brian Robbins directed that. He created all that. Ugh. Now he runs Paramount Pictures.
Really?
Yeah, he directed Norbit.
What?
Now he's a studio head at Paramount Pictures. Ain't that crazy? He directed Zay Zay's first YouTube video with Spoken Reasons.
Wow. And is he black?
He's white. Black wife, though.
Oh, really?
Black wife. Mm-hmm. And now he's a studio head, and he directed the boy's first YouTube video.
Wow.
And I was like, this is crazy. I used to watch all that. And he was like, cut. He was good, too.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, man, this guy's really skilled to be, like, directing a YouTube video. But he was like, I want to make sure it's good.
Okay.
It was crazy.
That's wild.
That's a good year for movies.
92 was cracking. Juice also came out in 92.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Got to throw that in there as well.
And Spike Lee still, that Malcolm X, the best movie on that list. Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men was fun. You Can't Handle the Truth.
Man, I love that movie, man.
It's a good movie,
Tom Cruise was young. Jack Nicholson never really looked that young to me, though. Even in, like, The Shining.
He's never looked young to me. Like, even when you go all the way back to Easy Rider, he still looked like a grown man.
Yeah, him and Morgan Freeman have that, like...
Yeah. We old.
We old,
the whole
man.
Time.
We've been old the whole time.
The whole time.
But, like, how old was he when
his
he played the Joker?
His son is acting now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Jack ain't been out in a minute.
No, I feel like he retired.
He's sick.
Is he?
I don't know. He's 88.
Right.
Yo, Jack Nicholson's sick, y'all. What
Jack
happened?
Jack Nicholson's son was just in Smile 2.
That's him?
You saw Smile 2?
No, I didn't. I saw the poster. Oh, yeah, he's on the poster. I didn't recognize that was his son.
Yeah. And he was in something else.
Is he Ray really Nicholson? Good. He born in 92.
The son?
Yeah. Yep, that's him, 92.
Yeah.
Raymond
he's
Nicholson.
He's good, though. But he has, because he was in something else. Oh, he was in a movie where he was like a villain. Novocaine? Yes, that's what it was. Novocaine. I was like, yo, he was good in that too.
Jack Nicholson was born in 1937.
Wow. He up there.
He
is
Dang,
up there.
He been old. Where's his filmography? 88 years old. He's 88.
Oh, 88, that's easy work. My dad's 88.
Man, he was so good in The Departed.
Oh, yeah.
He said, forget the accent, though.
Yeah.
He was like, man, shut up. I'm not doing that.
You know who did a great Boston accent playing that same character? Was Johnny Depp in Black Mass.
I didn't see Black Mass.
Oh. Just watch it for Johnny Depp's performance alone.
Who was he?
He played Whitey Bulger. They playing the same character. Johnny Depp and Jack Nicholson.
Was Whitey Bulger in Departed?
Yeah. Supposed to be. They changed the name, but that's who he
Whitey
to
Bulger?
Be.
I thought he was in like the Al Capone time.
No. No.
He was recent?
Yeah. He got killed not that long ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. he died hard.
He shot to death?
No, he got killed in prison. They was looking for him for mad long when he died.
He died in 2018.
Yeah. He was evasive for years. And then a neighbor just saw him in Cali somewhere and reported him. And then that's how he got caught.
What?
And then as soon as he went to jail, though.
It was over?
Got his ass.
God dang. I did not know that.
As soon as he got up in there, like, man, what we having for lunch? Shit, man. Let me at least get one lunch in this bitch. Nah, man. Snap. We got you.
All right. Hip-hop album, Tone.
Oh, hip-hop album.
What you got?
Man. Peeps, sorry to interrupt, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a hole in my sock right now, but that's neither here nor there, man. Listen, fellas. Talking to the fellas on this one, man. Guys, enter the room dick first. Dilk first. I want y'all to enter the room, man. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership, okay? Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. Let me tell you something, man. I tried Blue Chew. New York. Twas a good time. I was able to hang in there. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. A time was had in New York. That's all. That's all I'm going to say, man. And I ain't going to say no more, man. That's it. Guys, this isn't just about performance. This is about legacy or third leg, see. Give her group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners as always. Get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the promo code BALD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Remember, that's the code BALD. Now, back to the BALD brothers. So, I have the chronic, Dr. Dre.
You're going to be mad at mine.
Uh-oh.
Crisscross, totally crossed out. Jump. Piddling. Now I wasn't listening to the chronic. I ain't going to sit here to lie to you.
That make you.
But I had my shirt on backwards. Daddy, not going to make you jump. I wanted the Bugs Bunny backwards.
I thought they were so fresh, though.
Oh, my God. My mom would not let me wear stuff backwards.
Man.
But I would go, but I just had regular shirts from,
Their jerseys look so fresh, dog. I was like, man, look at how they dress.
Uh-huh. Wiggy, 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 whack. I was listening to the chronic, man.
Man, they were so clean.
I was nine. I was crisscross through and through.
I was the chronic, man.
We was having different times tonight. Yeah. He was like,
when Dr. Dre came up in that hood ass house and Snoop was just sitting in there on the bed waiting on him. One, two, three, two, four. They just left and hit the streets.
And I was just so excited to rhyme that they can't rhyme like this. Somebody try to rhyme and they can't rhyme like this. Somebody try to rhyme that they can.
Because I'm the mickety-mickety-mickety-mickety.
I was having a blast.
Yeah. That jump is fire.
Riding my bike?
Yeah, I get it.
It was like Snoop Dogg murder.
Quadruple platinum.
Quadruple?
Yes. They sold like hockey. They outsold the chronic.
That's right. Kids like me. Like, Mom, don't be wiggy 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 whack.
Wiggy wiggy whack. But the chronic was a game changer.
Sure. You know, so it's crisscross.
Yeah. Did they really change the game?
They had the little braids.
Did they really? Because they bit Snoop style after that.
What was after that?
The Bomb. And they changed their whole style up and with Super West Coast.
They tried to be like, yeah.
They tried to be like Snoop and them.
Yeah, man.
Because the Chronic had bigger impact.
Day, man. I was like, come on, man. Jump, y'all. That's all I ever wanted out of you.
They would sound like West Coast cats. Yeah. I'm like, man, y'all from Atlanta, man. Why you sound like Snoop?
Jermaine Dupri wrote that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote their whole verse. Yeah. He was like, man, shut up and say this, kids.
And Michael Jackson found him in the mall. He was just like, man, how come everybody out in your face? He was like, nah, we just cool.
That's what it was?
That's what the boys had said. They're like, y'all not doing? Nah, we just cool.
He was like, I could do something with this?
Yeah, he was like, man, I gotta do something with these kids.
They was just hanging out at the mall?
They was at the mall, and it was like all kind of like people around them. And they was just like.
And they were just regular children.
Yeah. They ain't even come to JD like, yo, sign us or nothing. JD was like, man, what's going on over here, man?
So Dre Dupree just left Foot Locker and saw Crisscross just like, yeah, I'm Chris and I'm Chris.
Yep.
And he was like, what y'all doing?
Yeah, we just cool.
Finna hit this on the ends, man. Y'all just cool? Mm-hmm, just cool. Yeah.
Hot dog on the stick, man. We out here. Orange Julius. We just cool.
That's a crazy story.
Jermaine Dupri was getting TLC started, Crisscross simultaneously.
TLC, man.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
My God, today.
Yeah, the Midas touch. Who?
My TLC.
Oh, yeah.
Red Light Special.
Man. Oh, man, oh, dog. God. TLC is a good looking
group. I
try
to look up the TV when there's stuff.
Oh, in the creep video?
I was like.
You can see T-Boz's nipple in there.
I was looking. I was like.
I paused it. I
got the Motel TV
I went
going.
The extra mile. I was like. I didn't have a slow-mo, so I had to pause it just right.
How did you have pause on that TV?
Huh?
Oh, you recorded the video.
I recorded the video, I was like. Bam, bam, bam. I knew the exact part. I was like, it's nipple in there. I was all in, dog. I love that video, man.
Love it. All right, so we good on.
So what we
we moving on. We said
the Chronic and
Chronic
totally
crossed out. All right, 92 R&B album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before we move on from rap, let's do the honorable mention.
Honorable mention us up, Tone, HM.
Honorable mentions of that year. We going with The Far Side.
Mm-hmm.
Mech and the Soul Brother by P-Rock and CL Smooth.
Yep, they love that. Over you. Love that one.
You don't know nothing about that. Today Lyricals. Was a good day on the Predator album by Ice Cube.
Love
came out
it.
That year. Red Man debuted that year.
What? His album was called What? The
what
album.
The album.
Yeah, you know W-H-U-T.
Daz Effects was killing.
Daz Effects, man. Yeah. I used to listen to them or him.
It's two of them.
Them.
They wanted Effects. Some Daz Effects. DJ Quick, UGK. Eric B and Rakim put something out, EPMD. But anyway, we moving on.
R&B albums. I'm going to go Mary J. Blige. What's the 411?
You know what? That was going to be my pick too, but then I did a pivot.
What you pivot to, Tone? Ooh, on the TLC tip?
Because, man, I love the What's the 411 album. But I had to, because What's the 411, man, you had You Remind Me.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the You Remind Me remix.
Yep.
And then you had Reminisce. You had Real Love.
Real Love! She was so, like, mysterious sexy.
She was.
She had to, like, remember, she wouldn't show her eyes
like
that.
Yeah, she had the hat on. Even on the album cover, her eyes was covered. She just, like.
Yeah, I was like, man, what's behind the, man, what's
up with the eyes,
man? What
you gonna do without my love?
What's going on with the eyes? She's like, man, nah, watch out, man. Nobody knows what's going on with the eyes.
Now
I got the Carmen Sandiego thing going, man.
Yeah,
you can't see me, Gumshoes.
Watch out. She had that song with KC on the. That's one of my favorite albums, man. But. Sade Love Deluxe, man.
I wore this shirt.
Sade Love Deluxe.
Sade, I do. Helen!
I got to give it to Sade Helen. Love Deluxe, man. Kiss of Life, No Ordinary Love, man.
Kiss of Life.
Cherish the Day. It's all
cherish
on this
the
album.
Day.
I cherish the day.
Robert Glasper has a great cover of that.
Won't catch me running.
You love her. How did you get into her?
My brother. My oldest brother.
Man, that'll do it.
That was the catalyst.
Whatever your older brother thinks is cool, is cool.
He was Sade McGee, man. He had the poster and everything, so we was always listening to. That was his crush.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, that's why I've never lusted after Sade like that.
No,
that's my brother's girl. My brother's girl.
That's
man.
Hilarious. You ain't JT. You ain't JT. And
I ain't gonna take my brother's girl.
That's
man.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but Sade Love Deluxe for me. But What's the 411 is a close second.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention: the Boomerang soundtrack. Ooh, on the TLC tip.
Ooh, on the TLC tip.
Keep it going on by Hi-Fi. The Bodyguard soundtrack was going crazy. Shy, SWV, Jade, Shantae Moore. That Precious album, fire.
Tony Braxton.
Lose Control
album.
By Silk. R&B was cracking, dog. Portrait.
Actually, that was Toni Braxton's, that was her promo album. The full release came in 93. All right. Gospel music.
Oh, this way I come in. This where I come in. Ken, you go first.
1992, there's the only album that matters.
Yeah.
Kirk Franklin and the Family. Just changed the game.
That's what started it all. Tell them what the name of the album was.
It's Kirk Franklin and the Family.
Yep. Self-titled, man.
Yep.
When you think.
You introduce somebody who's mixing hip-hop. Yeah, with gospel music,
man, nobody was doing it.
Man,
at that
you
time.
Don't get Mary Mary, you don't get Ty Tribbett, you don't get none of them people without Kirk.
This is the nucleus right here.
Kirk was like when he still had the Coldy, not the Coldy, but the sharp point.
Yeah, the widow's peak.
Widow's peak.
Yeah,
young man. Kirk with the fro a little bit.
That's where it all began.
Yeah,
I was all in on that album. I couldn't stop.
Let me see what the name of those songs. Hold on.
I couldn't stop playing that out, man.
While we sing, he's able, silver and gold.
Yeah, oh, silver and gold, man.
Silver and gold.
That's silver and gold, man. I had that on
repeat.
He had
a song called Real Love as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, not a lot of people know that. He sure did have that real love. He talking about Christ love.
Till we
Yo, I ain't even know he had an album out that early. I didn't know he had an album out that early, dog.
Man, he was in there.
Yeah, I was there.
Hip-hop, R&B. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on. We going to music videos. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Now.
We're probably going to have the same video.
Yeah. Right? Well, Jump was in there, but I'm not going to argue
Jump was crazy, dog.
But do you remember?
Yeah, remember the time, man.
You know what about this?
Remember the time.
At this time of my life, I used to spend the summers in Atlanta with my cousin.
Yeah.
I feel like the music videos had, like, we all knew when you was going to debut it. And we got together and watched it. And I remember seeing Eddie Murphy. Who was the girl?
Iman. Yeah.
Magic Johnson.
Yep.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing, turning into dust.
Yeah.
Bro, it was...
Because Michael Jackson gave you the event premiere. Like, most musicians wasn't doing it. You just saw a new, you got a new video and it popped up. Michael Jackson was like, yo, on March 9th,
7 p.m.
my video is,
to the TV.
Yeah, this is an event.
And you got to watch it because otherwise, at that time, people going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
And you ain't seen it.
Fear missing out, man.
Who knows when it's coming on again?
Exactly.
I mean, we know, but you feel me?
Yeah.
Still to this day, one of my favorite music videos of all time.
It's a great video. My only note.
What is it?
It's just Michael's pants. That's my only note in the whole video.
What's wrong with his pants?
They was just too modern, man. It didn't fit the
too
aesthetic.
Too modern?
Yeah, they didn't fit the aesthetic of what was going on.
Let me look it. I don't remember.
They're just regular black jeans, man.
Are they?
Yeah. He got regular black jeans on with the boots and the buckles on them.
Remember
the, nothing black. About that outfit says we in Egypt.
He got the little brush.
The top does, oh, okay. But the bottoms is pure, you know what I'm saying, contemporary jeans. And I'm just like, wait a minute, man.
His mustache was thick.
Show us them legs, Michael.
Magic Johnson was ripped at that time.
Show us them legs.
Fire-breathing people.
Yep.
He didn't have no black
Levi's. He got black jeans
okay,
on.
Okay, he does. But he got the little thing over it.
Ah, man. He should have gave us the legs, man. Bring them Egyptian legs out.
Oh, everybody else to have pants on.
Everybody else got their legs out. He out here with the black pants on, man.
He did have black pants on.
I know his legs was pale. Give it to us. Give it to us. Because it just didn't match the rest.
This dude got skinny jeans on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is... He made a conscious decision, like, so Mike, you know, we got the whole Egyptian aesthetic going. You want to change the paint? Nah, I'm going to go with these. He stood firm on that. I know he did. Because I know the wardrobe people was like, they brought out the options.
They
you
want to
have your legs
Everybody
out?
Else's legs are
legs out.
Out,
man. We in Egypt, man. Legs is out.
And Michael Jackson, Michael's man, like, give me the 30-32, y'all.
Give me those Wranglers. Give me the Wranglers, man. Let's get the Wranglers going.
Oh, my God.
That's my only note, though. Other than that, perfect video.
Okay. I can't argue with you, Tone.
The best video of the year, for
best
sure.
Best video of the year.
For sure.
All right, let's move on to...
Song.
Song of the year, 1992.
I think you'll enjoy my pick.
Let's hear it.
Jump. crisscross. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. It was either going to be this or nothing but the G thing.
Oh, it really is Jump?
Yeah, it really is Jump.
Oh, I thought you were being
funny. No, it's Jump.
It's I'm doing I Will Always Love You, but Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
That's a bigger, way bigger.
It is bigger. It's one of the biggest songs of all time.
Yeah, man.
But Jump had your boy in there.
You can't go. You got Kevin Costner running down the icy thing.
I forgot about it.
Yeah,
right?
Is
that what you want to hear? But it's for me, though. It's for me. It's not for you. It's personal picks. Mm-hmm. And for me, Jump was just harder hitting.
Then I Will Always Love You?
Yeah, man. Watch out, man. Romance? You think I'm picking romance over Jump?
What about Baby Got Back?
Nah.
That's a big song,
though. Oh, huge, but not for me.
Yeah.
I would listen to it.
I remember liking it, but
I never queued it up.
Nah.
Yo, put that Baby Got Back on. Even in the prime when it was hot, I wasn't like, put that Baby Got Back on. That was just a song that came on. Yeah, I was like, all right, here we are.
I feel you.
I ain't never queued that up. Hey, yo, Cam. Put that Baby Got Back on, man.
You do just listen to that. It just comes on. Like,
it just comes on.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got it, man. He's a nice dude, actually.
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yeah, he be in Tacoma, Seattle. He be out.
So he still live up there with
him? Yeah, he's part of a car club. You'll see him.
Oh, that's dope.
He just be in regular parts of Tacoma. Not even like, and they call him by his first, I think his real name is Anthony or something.
Oh, really? See, Anthony's a good dude, man. You know what I'm saying? 35th and Jackson, we're looking for
Anthony
some action.
L. Ray.
Oh, yeah, man. He's a good dude.
He's a regular dude in Tacoma. He just be living in the world.
He got one of the biggest songs of all time.
And he's probably still getting paid off it.
For sure. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right, y'all. That's 1992, man. We're moving on to 1993 next week. We'll see you then. Buy your tickets.
My posse's on Broadway.